St. Lawrence so illustrates this basic law that our Lord speaks about here in the Gospel. And St. Paul talks about, and the Psalm, you know, talks about this, blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Now there's a law here that our Lord outlines. Unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Now what's the law here? You see, this is what our Lord did. He died and produced much fruit. But this is what happens in the Trinity. This total gift of self. This law. You see, that's why who loves his life will lose it. Who hates his life in this world will preserve it. There's a law here which Lawrence really illustrated. That's why he's, after all these centuries, with all the liturgical adjustments, he's still a very important feast. Because he embodies this law of selflessness. He was a deacon. In those days, the deacons mostly served at the altar and served the poor. So he gave away a lot of the church's goods, including his own. His life was like that, you see. When the Roman authorities were rounding up Christians again, you have to remember, you know, the poor don't get persecuted very much because they don't have any money. I remember when, I think it was Ginblatt, was assassinated over in Lebanon, Muslim, and there were 100 Christians killed in retaliation. No poor Christians. You kill the rich Christians, you can take their house, their car, their... There's that dimension to it all, nearly all the time. So Lawrence is serving and giving away, just as the as Paul says, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. And so, you know, he took care of the poor. In fact, when the Roman authorities closed in and insisted that tomorrow they wanted him to show them the treasures of the church, he said, very well. So the next day, they came to the big cathedral, and it was filled with poor people. And Lawrence said, here are the treasures of the church. See, there's a principle here. It's said different ways by the psalm, by the first reading, by the second reading. And I suppose the word is generosity, but it's self-gift. Generosity. You know, I was praying and thinking about this and saying, well now, Lord, yes, you gave yourself. You died. You know, you emptied yourself. Is that such a law that it applies even in the divinity? He said, well, look, see, doesn't my Father empty himself? And that's how I am from all eternity. See, there's a deep law here about identity. It's, I was thinking about this because I'm thinking, well, Every year we clap for St. Lawrence and then go about our business. You know, great St. Lawrence, great fella. Even joked as he was being burned to death, you know. And so, and now, what's for breakfast? And I thought, you know, we shouldn't do that. If we're honoring this man, we're honoring something that is divine, godlike, totally illustrated in the cross. A giving. You remember when our Lord was outside the temple treasury and the widow gave 2 coins, all she had. Our Lord said, you see that? That woman gave more than everybody else put together. For she gave of her substance and not of her surplus. See, there's a law there that is divine. It's I guess it's the secret of the Trinity. As one great philosopher or theologian used to say, the Trinity is subsisting altruism. It's subsisting otherness. Because we have to imitate this. You know, otherwise, you see, it's like watching an NFL game. You know, oh, great pass, wonderful, great catch, great. We sit back, light up a cigar. And, you know, that's... Lawrence is illustrating something in a marvelous and profound way, which is supposed to be the very heart of our existence. If it is already the altruism of God himself. The problem with doing this is that it costs. We're such egomaniacs that we don't give like the Trinity does, or like Lawrence did. You see, we don't give. We don't, you see, he conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one will be an everlasting remembrance. Why? Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. That's an illustration of this law of love, this law of, you know, diminishing myself for the love of others. You know, if I were a multimillionaire and I built a building on the campus of University of Maryland or someplace, well, the day it's all finished, there'd be a big gathering, a band playing, rhythm, you know, ribbon cut, and it's all coming back to me again. You see? There's something wrong with that. It offends against a deep law of existence, which is love. Now we see it, you know, the problem is in the world we live in, our world, so scarred by sin, and so are we, that this law costs. Now, it costs. But there's a cost. It's survival, friends. I mean, this is the way we live. The philosophers tell us, I have to stop pretty soon, I bet. Philosophers tell us that being, goodness, is diffusive of itself. Bonum est diffusivum sui. Goodness is diffusive of itself. See, that's the law. But when we try to honor that law in our own being, it costs. That's where you see the depth of sin. It corrupts being itself. You hear the call to generosity is to hear the call to be. To be as God is. Be perfect as your Father is perfect. And that's why we can honor this man who served the poor and then gave his life as a witness. I want the whole world to know that God is more beautiful, more loving, more gracious, more worthy of everything we are than anything else. So I gladly give my life. Today, we'll be challenged to live this law or not. Goodness is diffusive of itself. But for us, that requires generosity. Sin has introduced another law into the law of being. And it is that darkness gathers everything to itself. So let's pray today. There'll be times we'll get a chance today, more than once, to act out this law that's at the heart of Lawrence's martyrdom.